Hello and welcome to our second World of Woe, the show that looks at those moments that make you stop and say or shout or mumble, woe, as in W-H-O-A. One thing that caught my eye was a list of the things people wished they'd been taught at school. And you might be surprised at this. Coming in at number one was how to budget. And at number two, the importance of insurance. Yeah, right. Just what you're going to listen to when you're at school. Isn't that just the sort of boring stuff your parents tried to teach you that you thought was so boring? I just love number 15, though. How to lay a carpet. And number 16, how to tile a room. Nothing if not ambitious. But maybe best of all, at number 30, how to change a light bulb. How many teenagers would it take to do that? Answers to our Twitter account at CC Radio or email admin@ccradio.org. Now, I do remain a child at heart, and one of the greatest woe factors for me is Christmas. I can barely contain myself until December the 1st, when I feel I can start putting up decorations. But of course, Christmas isn't all tinsel. It can be a particularly tough time for some people. Crisis is one of the agencies that tries to reach out to those in need. Of course, to do that takes funds. Jerry Carty is a singer-songwriter who is trying to raise money for the charity with the release of an EP of his songs. He came into our studio. Jerry, where did you get the idea for this EP?
Oh, well, it's a bunch of songs that have been written over the last few years, but one of the main songs on it is called Waterloo Road, which I wrote, I think, a few years ago. There was a guy that used to busk outside my local Tesco in Finsbury Park. And it was, I was kind of putting myself in his shoes and trying to tell his story about what it was like to be a homeless person or a homeless musician in London, and just, you know, how did this guy end up to be here? You know, such a great musician, such a nice guy, a guy I used to pass by, speak to, you know, throw him a bob or two occasionally. So I think that's really where the idea initially came from.
And have you experienced that yourself?
No, thankfully I haven't. But I think it's something which, since I came to London, I was very affected by, to see how many homeless people there actually were. And in the last couple of years, it seems to have gotten worse, which I think is quite worrying. And the fact that we're all just three paychecks away from being homeless is something I think a lot of people forget. So I wanted to try and do something.
But I think you can appreciate that it's actually really quite difficult to make your way as a singer-songwriter these days, despite YouTube and all these other ways of disseminating your music.
Absolutely. I mean, the internet is wonderful. You know, you have a medium to record and put your music out and do things quite cheaply, but there is so much music and so much information there. You know, your songs can get lost in the mix. So, yeah, you need to try and have some other angles of getting your music out there. So, you know, I do sessions, I do open mics, I do gigs, play with friends, all that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's tough at the moment to get your stuff out.
And I hear you've got a day job as well on top of all the gigging and recording.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not a unique situation for a musician in London to have a day job. Most of my friends do other things as well. So I work in a school with special needs children. It's a lovely school in Tottenham called the Brook Primary Special School. And yeah, there's great people there, and it's a really cool job.
And you got it, not in an unusual way, but by volunteering, basically, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit funny how that came about. A few years ago, I came here first to do a music course, a one-year vocal course. And then when I finished, I was working in a bar for a while, and then I left that job, and I was at a bit of a loose end. So I heard about this great school, which was in my area. I was like, oh, I'd love to go check it out. So I volunteered for a few weeks. Then I left, and they were looking for some people, so they invited me back to do an interview, and that's sort of how it happened. So I've been there since.
That's a great story, because you so often hear of people volunteering but not getting a job in the end, but it worked out well for you.
It did work out well for me, yeah. I don't know, maybe they liked me or something, I don't know. But volunteering is great. I wouldn't knock it. It's certainly worked out okay for me, and I think it's a great thing to do.
Now, whatever you raise for the EP will obviously help Crisis, and particularly Crisis at Christmas, when they really will need a lot of funds. Do you have any plans for Christmas? Will you be going home or anything like that?
I will, yeah. I'll be going home to my my crazy family in Roscommon. And Christmas is great in my house. You know, I have a big family. I'm one of 10. So there's always lots of fun, lots of arguments, lots of the usual stuff. But yeah, for me, it's a very special time, and I always love to go home. So I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. Yeah.
And fortunately, your launch date is actually mid-December, isn't it? So you'll be able to get back home without any problems there. Well, what's the exact date of the launch, and where are you doing it?
Yeah, so the December 12th in the Victoria Pub in Highgate is where we're doing the launch. And it will be the full band that was involved in the recording will be playing at the launch. And there will be an act playing before as well, a friend of mine, Scott and Maria. Really lovely acoustic duo. They will also be performing. Entry is free. And there will be some EPs available on the night, and then there will be details also on how you can download it and pay for it that way. So yeah, it's going to be great. We hope to get lots of people there.
So a great gig, and also picking up Christmas presents for people, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's want to stick a CD in someone's stocking, it's a perfect present, yeah. And it's helping out a great cause, and it's good music, you know, I'd recommend it, so yeah.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit of it now, I think.
I'm trying to get my mind off the Lord, and I'm sitting here, I'm strumming here. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I guess I'm gonna sit on a Waterloo Road and try to get my mind off a dirty old Lord. Well, the sun is cracked, the sky is grey. Guess I'm gonna sit just for another day, yeah, yeah. Starts a long time ago when my daddy got drunk and mama didn't come home. So I packed my bag and I hit that street. See what kind of nice woman I would meet. Well, back then the sun was high and the day was long. I never was alone when I sang my song. My friends had my back and my girl was sweet. What happened to those guys I once did meet? Well, can tell you what happened, but something went wrong. I'm 43 alone and I'm singing this song. A dog by my side, a blanket at my feet. It sure would be nice to have a bite to eat. So tell me now, son, what's your name? And I'll sing for you a song about life and pain. All I ask in return is a kind deal, a few spare pennies to top my bill. Cause I'm sitting on a Waterloo Road, I'm trying to get my mind off the Lord. And I'm sitting here, I'm strumming here. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I guess I'm gonna sit on a Waterloo Road and try to get my mind off a dirty old Lord. The sun is cracked, the sky is grey. I guess I'm gonna sit just for another day, yeah, yeah. Trying to get my mind off the Lord, and I'm sitting here, I'm strumming here. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I guess I'm gonna sit on this Waterloo Road and try to get my mind off a dirty old Lord. Yes, the sun is cracked, the sky is grey, but I guess I'm gonna sit just for another day. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I went down to the river to wash my feet of clay. I went down to that river to cleanse my sins for the day. And I found my love at that river, and she was dressed so pale and blue. A friend indeed to a stranger in need, she said, boy, come here, what have they done to you? And the river is so deep, and the river is so wide, and the river is so deep. I was born the son of a great warrior. It's open to use my fists before my words. We battled so tough, we battled so long. My brothers and me, we couldn't get along. So the end of one day, I came to this place. So tired and confused to cast away my disgrace. I was standing at the top, one bloody old rock, when your sweet voice came and I heard you say stop. And the river is so deep, and the river is so wide, and the river is so deep, and the river saved me tonight. I went to the river to wash my feet of clay. I went down to that river to cleanse my sins for one day. And I found my love at that river. She was dressed so pale and blue. A friend indeed to a stranger in need, she said, boy, come here, what have they done to you?
If you can't get to that launch on December the 12th, you can download Jerry's EP, A Friend Indeed, from jerrycartymusic.com or from the Crisis website. And do tweet us or email about what you thought of Jerry's songs. We're at CC Radio or admin@ccradio.org.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Now, thinking about the festive season, of course the shops are way ahead of me in the decorating stakes, but I had a whoa moment last night when I spotted a Christmas tree sitting outside my local police station. It had some traditional baubles, but also something that looked like ribbon-bedecked cards. I'm ashamed to say I was too much of a wuss to investigate. I imagined an officer rushing out and rebuking me. I subsequently discovered that the Met actually wants us to take a tag. They have instructions on how to donate a present to a child who'll be living in care this Christmas. So go on, grab a tag. You won't be arrested.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Now, last time we met in the world of woe, we looked at HS2 and the plans to transform Euston Station. Perhaps you'll remember our reporter Freddie Chick telling us how the new station entrance somewhat resembled a fungal toenail. In December, Camden residents will have one more chance to raise their objections when they go before a select committee in Parliament. Camden Council has been trying to help them prepare their arguments for the big day. Freddie went along to a meeting to hear what their objections will be.
I'm the Vice Chair of Governors at Netley Primary School. The proposal at the moment is they're going to take out spoil, all the rubbish, all the clay, by heavy goods vehicles on residential streets 800 lorries a day. Can you imagine the pollution and the impact of that pollution on the children's health? They're taking away every playground in the area to use as a construction compound. This is outrageous. And then they're going to do the Hampstead Road Bridge. They're going to raise it by 4.5 metres. That means the road is going to go directly past their first floor sitting rooms.
I'm extremely worried. I'm a resident in Cartmel and live on Hampstead Road, on the overlooking Hampstead Road. And like the lady said, we're going to have this bridge that's going to be raised 4.5 metres. And so we're just going to get nearer and nearer to the traffic. And the additional traffic with all the HGVs, we've taken away all the spoil and the noise. And just it's just going to be a detrimental effect on my children's lives for the next 20 years.
My name is Primavera Bowman. The train is going to be tunneling almost, you know, by my garden in the back. So there's I'm saying there's electromagnetic radiation. I've already had cancer once. There's going to be subsidence. My house is a very old, rickety Georgian house.
How much is this affecting your life? How big a worry is this for you?
Completely. It's like a second, you know, it's like having a husband, you know, or like having a, you know, a second profession. I mean, people laugh at me all over the world, all my friends saying, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. But someone's got to put up a fight.
Other communities along the route of HS2 have already been in front of the Parliamentary Select Committee. Ruislip was one of them, and Lottie Jones, who chairs the Ruislip Against HS2 group, had come along to the meeting to give advice and tips on how to petition. I asked Lottie what message she would give to anyone from Camden about to go and make their petition.
It's a very, very frustrating process, and everything to do with HS2 is frustrating. But this is your one opportunity. This is your opportunity to go and speak to the committee and get your case heard.
Do you think anything will happen, or are you just doing it to have your voice heard?
I think that if we don't say anything, they'll say that nobody cares. Do I have any faith that they're going to do anything different? No. Do I think I'm going to be compensated in any way? No. I think I'm going to be stuck in my house for the next 15 years, whether I want to move or not, because nobody will buy it. And I think that everybody has a right to move house when they want to, not when a group of some panel decides that your reasons are worthy enough.
I love Camden, and I think it's absolutely horrendous that they think they can just destroy Camden. We can petition, but it's quite obvious from that we're only going to get little changes. We're not going to stop our community being destroyed. And I will die before it's finished because I'm a pensioner already. And I don't know what will happen.
That was just a few of the many voices from Camden that will be petitioning Parliament in December about the drastic impact HS2 will have on the borough. Sadly, it seems that it doesn't matter how many people from Camden speak up. The politicians aren't really listening.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Now, on that survey I mentioned earlier, there was no entry for I wish I'd been taught how to have fun. So I guess we all picked that up without instruction. But what Camden Community Radio can do is tell you where you can go to find some. Here's our What's On.
This week, you can make a freedom bird at Conway Hall Library, make new friends at the Camden Shed, make keeping fit fun with community cricket, and make your body into a secret temple at the Welcome Collection. And it's all free. There's also comedy from the Edinburgh Fringe, chamber music from Prague, and rock from Newcastle.
Thursday, November 19th. The Hampstead Arts Festival continues throughout November, and at 7:30 at St John's Downshire Hill, Hampstead, you can listen to the Prague-based Wihan Quartet, playing works by Mozart, Arensky and Schubert. Multi-award-winning cellist Gemma Rosefield will join them on a cello made in Naples in 1704 and once owned by the Prince Regent. Tickets are free for under 25s and start at £15 for non-concessions. To find out more or to book, go to www.hampsteadartsfestival.com/tickets.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
It's 4:30, getting dark on a cold November afternoon. So it must be time for cricket. If you can't wait for summer, know your silly mid-off from your Yorker and don't have to Google googly to find out what it means. Come to a free community cricket session on Friday, November 20th at Alexandra Road Park. For details, contact Pete Jones on 0798 490 8481 or go to www.p p.jones@middlesexccc.com.
Wednesdays at Maiden Lane Community Centre are busy. You can improve your English, sew, meet other mums and babies at an under two drop-in and learn how to juggle. And if you're free between 10 and 4, you're welcome to discover what goes on in the shed. The Camden Town Shed is a club offering a workspace where older people can work on practical projects or follow hobbies. People are welcome from anywhere in London, so come along with a friend. The space has tools and materials for woodwork, a pottery kiln, and plenty of tea. It's an association run by the members who decide when they come and what they do. An individual repair or something for community use. It's a friendly place to have a cuppa while you exchange ideas and learn new skills. You can see some of the beautiful things made in the shed over the past few years at camdentownshed.org. Or come along on Wednesdays to meet the group.
If you didn't make it to the Edinburgh Fringe this year, then catch Adam Richards' show Work in Progress on Monday the 16th at 7:30 at the new comedy venue The Invisible Dot Company at 2 North Down Street, N19BG. Adam was a festival winner in 2011 when The Independent described his show as 60 minutes of brilliantly conceived chaos. The Telegraph was equally impressed, saying it was dementedly creative and very cleverly written too, a tear-inducingly funny piece of work. You can book tickets for £6 on the website theinvisible.com, if that makes sense, to see if you agree.
Tomorrow afternoon you can keep warm and cosy at the Freedom Bird, a storytelling and craft session for families with children aged between 4 and 10. Conway Hall Library has teamed up with professional London storyteller Vanessa Wolfe. She's been inspired by their collection to tell stories on the theme of freedom. Listen to and help her create the stories, then make an artwork to remind you of them. It's all free and you can drop in between 12:30 and 2:30 to Conway Hall at 25 Red Lion Square, WC1. For more information, telephone Sophie Hawkey Edwards on 020 7405 1818. You can have a sneak preview of Vanessa's work, which includes gigs at Dulwich Picture Gallery, Selfridges and Kensington Palace at londondreamtime.com.
Maximo Park, the Newcastle band with 5.5 million selling albums and 3 top 10 hits, are at the Roundhouse at Chalk Farm today and Thursday. They're marking their 10th anniversary by playing their debut album, A Certain Trigger, along with rare recordings on a countrywide tour. Doors open at 7 and tickets start at £22.50. Visit www.roundhouse.or.uk for more information and to book.
Just opened this week at the Welcome Collection on Euston Road is the perfect antidote to the pre-Christmas full-on shopping and stress fest. Tibet's Secret Temple explores the connections between meditation and a healthy body and mind. The free show is inspired by a series of beautiful 17th century murals from a private meditation chamber for in Lokan Temple. It features over 120 objects, including scroll paintings, statues, manuscripts, archival and contemporary film, together with a wide range of ethnic and ritual artifacts from across the world. 3 of the murals from the temple have been recreated by photographer Thomas Lart as life-sized digital artworks and form the centre of the exhibition. Discussions, activity days and tours, including an audio-described tour, are planned to explore the exhibition's themes further. until it closes on February the 28th. Details of this and two permanent free exhibitions are at welcomecollection.org or phone 020-7611-2222. The collection is closed every Monday and open until 10 p.m. on the first Friday of each month.
Camden Community Radio, where the fun happens.
Well, that all has the woe factor for me. But perhaps one addition. I went to a BBC recording recently, a programme called My Teenage Diary, presented by Rufus Hound. The subject was Robert Peston, the BBC's economics editor, who's moving to ITV. He gets a lot of stick for his eccentric delivery, but it's stick that he's happy to give himself. He was funny and self-deprecating. And without giving any spoilers, the year he talked about was tumultuous in terms of general events and in his own teenage life. Do listen in when it's broadcast or catch it on the iPlayer. The recording was held in the Park Theatre, which is by Finsbury Park Tube. It's such a great venue and so intimate that I found myself almost asking a question, as if I was part of the conversation. Fortunately, I caught myself in time. That would have been a woe moment, but not in a good way. That's it for now. See you next time.
This is a lot. This is all about having fun.